The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. Great prize,
the best advice,
a huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins, health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies.
And then some.
And the proud and happy and most grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most amazing plethora, I like that word too, array of fabulous formulas, fabulous, whether it's protein, vitamins, nutrition, all of those are there. Greatest prices, organic, and a vast array of other products too. And everybody is telling us, you have the best prices. Yes, we do.
Tell me about it.
We give you great discounts on everything.
Yes.
And wonderfully. And you know, it's very important to say that we are so grateful because we have the beautiful broth cafe at Alive and Well, and you express your joyful gratitude all the time. And it's a beautiful restaurant, and broth is a broad spectrum word, as I've often said. I know I can get repetitive, but broth covers so many wonderful bases of organic, magnificent foods. Whatever your particular choice is, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you like wild fish, you like organic meats or chickens or all those choices are there for you. Magnificently and brilliantly arranged. And let us not forget, very important point, the very important point is our wondrous and most grateful affiliation with the local Maui organic farmers. Every day we get that magnificent organic produce brought into us from the local organic farmers. And all of these wonderful vegetables and that wonderful produce are incorporated into the phenomenal dishes along with the other organic foods, etc. That's why we're fanatic organics in the brilliant broth cafe. Beautiful marble, wonderful seating, beautiful air conditioning, all those great things. Go right ahead, Dan.
And not only is it the wonderful seating and the vegetables and so on, but we also have, how can I express this, deeply extracted, so thoroughly extracted vegetable juices in the refrigerator.
That's exactly right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We've got a big machine in the back which really extracts the juice down to the nth degree.
High concentration, organic, 100%. 100%.
And it's green juices and beet juice, yes, and coconut water and all kinds of goodies.
The local organic farmer bringing it in every single day in the coconut milk. Absolutely, dear. Go ahead.
All right, I'll go ahead.
And I want you to also make the point
about... Was I going to go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead in this sense. Because remember, you keep hearing this now, too, about the contamination of waters, plastics in waters, contamination chemicals, and this is on the news nonstop these days.
Do you know how intense the plastics in waters are?
Go right ahead, because I have heard it on the news. Terrible.
Terrible is terrible. One credit card size amount of plastic we drink every year.
That's right, using commercial water and the commercial water supply.
And the plastic bottles.
And the plastic bottles. Yeah. And everything is in glass that we do here.
That's
at Alive,
right,
and Well. That is it.
Can you imagine swallowing a credit card every year?
No.
Just from microscopic little pieces of plastic.
I might not swallow the credit card, but maybe everything that the credit card could buy. You know, I could swallow that on different levels, okay?
Well, I can't swallow the amount of spending that you make on a credit card.
Okay, back to the plastic. Bye-bye plastics. And, you know, I want you to talk about the magnificent water that we have and that we use at Alive and Well.
It's called Vortex.
Vortex.
No plastic involved, okay? And it's we filled it. Water comes through. City water comes through, already filtered to whatever degree they do it. But we go one step further, or two or three, because we filter it further, and we vortex it. What's a vortex? It's a whirling, swirling motion, of like a whirlpool. Okay, it creates a mini whirlpool in the fixtures we put on the water pipe, so that it comes out the same dancing molecules that you'll find if you ever were to look or to measure the water cascading off a Maui mountaintop, cascading down into the waterfall, into the ocean, or into a valley below. Any kind of active, volatile, moving water contains the best combinations of hydrogen and water. Water is hydrogen and oxygen. But when you activate it, they become active components of water, which have amazing health-generating benefits for every little bit of water in your body. That's the whole point. Make the water as active in you as it is coming down the mountain stream.
That's right. And as far back as 1938, Dr. Otto Warburg got the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that basic and oxygen-rich milieu prevented all disease, and not even cancer can arise. And you know, with this vortex power has been proven to have extreme high amounts of oxygen. Mm-hmm. And this, they called it the most effective source of energy, all right? Increases the number of free hydrogen bonds and creates great oxygen, okay? And vortex supports your body in the neutralization of free radicals and helps it to regenerate. It's absolutely wonderful.
Getting rid of free radicals, that means excessive inflammatory activity in your body. That's what free radicals create.
Terrorists. Right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. And you know, we want to start also by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. We just love to share good information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in medical clinical trials, proving the great benefits of nutrients. We share that information.
And getting, in so doing, your body rids itself of the different toxins of chemical, medical, drug use. Okay, there's so many toxic side effects from using drugs of any kind, but especially those that are designed to be sold in drug stores recommended by the pharmaceutical industry. Reduce symptoms, yes, thank God they reduce pain, but unfortunately they create side effects.
Terrific and horrific side effects.
And those side effects are not health-building side effects, they are health-degenerating side
destructive,
effects.
Destructive, absolutely.
Okay? And so the idea is to allow your body to create new life in every cell, but the drugs reduce symptoms only. They don't solve the problem.
Right.
Okay.
And you know, remembering too, because I'm just going to bring up one aspect that always stays with me, because this is well known and established medically across the board, that the number one cause of liver failure are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. That's over-the-counter pain medications.
Right.
What you can get there in your, you know, pharmacy and everything else, takeouts and everything. The number one cause, that even exceeds the number two cause, which is liver, the liver being destroyed by alcohol, you know, toxic alcohol.
And drugs from the pharmaceutical industry.
But number one is the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Okay.
And here's something I just read this morning. Get this. The FDA has now allowed the drug companies to sell the drugs directly to the people without a doctor's prescription.
You mean of strong drugs, strong and drugs.
Major. Major drugs. I'm not talking about aspirin. I'm not talking about buffer, okay?
Yes.
I'm talking about other major drugs are now being, the FDA has allowed them to bypass going through a doctor for a checkup to see what's written, because the doctor is the final authority, as it were, the final salesperson for the drugs. But if the doctor says this drug might give you some problems, then he stays away from that. However, you can buy that drug directly from the drug manufacturer.
Unbelievable.
Now. The FDA now says you can do that.
Okay. And since we are on the subject of pain, again, I'd like to just share a wonderful testimonial. And that's a spontaneous response that people share with us. Well, this really stays
and
in
what's,
my...
What's really nice is they're not following a lead from us. We don't say, do you have any testimonials for us today?
No, not a bit. You're just there. And then they love to share. Well, this marvelous lady, she was standing there and close to my age range, you know, kind of young. Not quite that young. Gary's laughing at that one. You made Gary laugh at that. Okay, Gary, you're on my team or his. You got to decide. All right, back to the topic. Well, the lady was there, and she said that she was grabbing a bottle of Pain Power, and she lovingly, and she said, and she said, and I said to her, by the way, you look wonderful. She did. Her skin was beautiful, and it was very tan, but perfect. No blemishes, nothing like that. Perfect, because she was wearing a short sleeve dress, and you could see the neck and the chest, all beautifully tan. I said, "You're beautifully tan." She says, "Pain Power has been such a miracle for me."
Oh,
she says, "I wasn't able to do this. I was in pain and everything else." She says, "Now what I do every day," she said, "is I swim in the ocean with the large surf, and I swim, and I have such joy and happiness in my life, and the sun comes down on me as I'm in there swimming, all because of the miracle that Pain Power was for me." And she held it lovingly and joyfully, and she was so happy. I you know.
You see, when you say lovingly and joyfully, I've noticed that it's so often a person will come in and just spontaneously say, "This stuff really works." And when they say that, they have a bottle of Pain Power in their hand.
Yes, lovely.
And they hold it to their chest.
Yes, that's what she did.
Exactly.
That's exactly what she did. And she looked marvelous. And it had given her that natural, wonderful combination that I want you to talk about in a second here, had given her back the quality of life,
that's
which
right.
comes at any age.
So she could get out there and
swim in the big
the
surf.
Right.
Swim every, you know, every available day, you know, she's swimming in the big surf. She loves the big waves, and she's having a fantastic time. Tell us, by the difference, we're talking of the subject of pain. Tell us about Pain Power.
Well, Pain Power is really unique. There's nothing like it. There's similar products available because they all espouse the benefits of curcumin. And curcumin, as you may know, is an extract from turmeric. But in a turmeric root, there's very little curcumin. There's quite a bit of turmeric, but there's a very little bit of curcumin. About not even 2% of turmeric is curcumin. Well, Pain Power is a lot of curcumin.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And curcumin is a non-toxic substance which reduces inflammation. You've heard us talk about inflammation ad nauseum. Well, inflammation is the source of all illness, of all disease, is chronic inflammation.
And pain, right?
And pain. So that gives you the sore thumbs or the bad wrist. That gives you the bum knee. That gives you the inflammation of your heart and of your brain.
And your
that
back
gives,
and everything.
Every time you have pain, discomfort is a misalignment of activity in your body, which creates that inflammation. Pain Power puts it out. It's the knockout punch for pain. Why?
And yes.
Because it contains the curcumin. Is that it? No.
No, that's right. I'm glad you're including it. And the form of curcumin, I want you to make sure that has that bioperine extract, a little pepper extract that increases absorption, like you've said
and
before.
And it has natokinase and sriracha peptidase and a host of other anti-inflammatory herbs,
nutrients,
things that feed yourself. Keep in mind, folks, the difference between nutrition and relieving pain and painkillers. Painkillers kill the pain because it dumbs down the sensory activity of your body. Nutrition rebuilds, renews, restores, and gives you new cells which obviate the pain.
That's right. And one of the things I love so much, too, it also has what I always was fascinated by, the old stories about Mother Mary, and I'm not trying to be a biblical expert, but always the frankincense brought by the wise men, and it was done for thousands of years, brought to so many people who were suffering or who had pain, and that's the active ingredient in boswellia,
yes,
which is another major component of the pain power. And I think what's really important is it's certified free of any allergen known on the planet, mm-hmm, and any animal or anything like that, okay? And any allergen known, and that to me, because I'm an allergic little gal over here, very allergic to soy and corn and a number of other things.
Amen,
since I was
sister.
A baby. And no allergens, and wonderful, and no side effects whatsoever, and only benefit. And remember that we are in an inflamed nation, okay?
That's where pain power really comes in, because it puts out the fire. As one lady explained to me one day, as I was talking to her about the pain power and talking to her about inflammation and how the excess heat from chronic inflammation destroys the very microscopic cellular activity of every function in your body.
Flame.
It destroys, completely obliterates that microscopic little piece of life that creates life in every cell in your body.
That's exactly right. And what a blessing. And again, it was the pain power that gave me back my life from a family disease that, mm-hmm, attacked all the tissues. And they told me years and years ago that I had bone on bone, that I had to have knee transplants, that at the most I could hope for was to walk with a walker, or I'd be in a wheelchair. That happened to my mother and my mother's sisters. And that's when we had pain power put together. And within 1 week, I was dancing around the room. I still am many years later. And, of course, it gave back our daughter her Broadway career so she could win a Tony and a Grammy and keep on going. She is now finishing another major Broadway show and going to do the deal.
One thing it will not do.
Yes.
It will not make a dancer out of a non-dancer.
I was going to say you can't expect, and I'm sorry, there are only certain expectations. You take pain power, healing the problem doesn't mean that you are going to be a star on Broadway.
That's right.
Okay?
I'm
we can't
proof
put that on the label.
I'm
we can't
proof
do
of that.
That. Okay? Only if you were Rachel, okay? But otherwise, no. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I can give you my testimonial, but I guess you guys know the story already. Okay.
Okay, pain power. Thank you, darling. Anyhow, this is big news, and we're going to touch on it. I'll have you comment, okay, dear? You know of the famous Dr. Anthony Fauci. Well, we all of his background and saying, mm-hmm, we have to have the vaccines and the virus and everything,
yeah,
is going to kill everybody. Okay. Dr. Fauci now admits, this is news, that the mRNA vaccines cause myocarditis, and he was talking young men. Myocarditis is inflammation of the heart muscle that can cause, and often does, lead to death.
And
inflammation of the heart, even in young men. And we've seen athletes take those vaccines and die even when they're
not professional athletes, 14-year-old
yes,
kids.
Yes, that's
okay?
Right.
But that is a big story. But an equally big or even bigger story is that when people reach 60, 70, 80 years of age, the incidence of myocarditis is amplified dramatically.
Dramatically.
Okay?
Right.
And what they're saying, other holistic physicians have been saying this, that before the advent of the vaccines,
yes,
before the advent of the vaccines, there were X number of deaths per COVID infection. And then they talked about, because the death rate started to increase several months after the vaccines
That's
arrived.
Right. Right.
And they called that, well, you've got to get used to herd immunity. comparing people with cattle or sheep. A herd of people would have so much immunity, and then the COVID would back off. But the increase in deaths arrived dramatically 2 months after the introduction of the vaccine.
Right, and the doctors are saying that because they call it the breaking news, which they printed up, that Dr. Fauci admits that COVID vaccines cause myocarditis, mm-hmm. particularly in the young men and everything else. So this is from the news, printed up. Vaccinated people still get COVID. So unless the vaccines do something to help with myocarditis, you're getting a double dose of myocarditis, mm-hmm. say the doctors. And then Dr. Peter McCullough, MD, explains the real results of Fauci's, what he calls, Fauci's reign of scientism terror.
That's what it is.
That's what he called it. One of the physicians to actually honor his oath said, first, do no harm. That's what these doctors are quoting. Okay. So here is, he says, the doctor. I'm a cardiologist, says the doctor. That's a heart specialist, a heart doctor. I can tell you before COVID-19, I saw two cases of myocarditis my entire career, two cases over decades. Now I see two cases per day in the clinic after vaccination.
Two per day, okay?
Two cases.
Of myocarditis.
That's right.
But only in those people who've received the miracle vaccine.
That's exactly right. Okay. That's exactly right. And then, again, this has been printed up, Dr. McCullough, printing up, myocarditis rates are so high that Dr. McCullough reports seeing two cases every day just in his practice.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've got some more news for you.
Go right ahead.
There's a new COVID-19 coming. There's a new virus that's been manipulated to become more toxic coming from China again. And whether this is, as in the COVID-19, received U.S. government funds to develop it in Wuhan, China. Now there's a new virus coming. Whether the U.S. government is financing that one, too, or not, we don't really know yet. But it is coming. So guess what? The poor drug companies who only made umpteen billions of dollars per year in the vaccines, guess what? They have another vaccine coming along with it. Okay.
Right. And that's what they're reporting here in Epoch Times. And this is all medical report. Vaccines impact mortality. That means up the rate of death and risk of other diseases, medical study shows. A recent review found that these non-live vaccines increase a person's risk of all-cause mortality as well. That's death of all causes, death from all causes.
Besides cardiomyopathy.
That's right. In a review published in the medical, December 26th, just published in Vaccine, that's a medical report, researchers found that these vaccines like influenza, COVID-19, hepatitis B, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, DTP, cause adverse nonspecific effects, increasing a person's risk of all-cause mortality and the risk of infections from the diseases they are meant to protect against. So far, the medical research has identified several vaccines that cause these adverse nonspecific events, namely DTaP, TDAP, influenza, malaria, hepatitis B, polio, COVID mRNA vaccines. The vaccine study, a medical study, singled out those different vaccines for all of those different reasons. Can you believe this?
I absolutely believe this. Because it's done by reputable scientists.
Right.
They're not depending on a Mr. Fauci who called himself Mr. Science. He's beyond the pale.
That's okay. Right. And the study was, they're saying, was primarily based on decades of work. That's more, that's decades of 10 years, decades of work from Danish medical researchers Dr. Christine Stabel-Benn and Professor Peter Abbey. Our work, this is their quote, is a tribute to their great scientific work that has not been recognized. Biologist Alberto Rubio Casillas, one of the study's authors, told the newspapers, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what they were telling them on that. And they have the final statement here, right here. Can you read the final statement?
Can I read the final
statement? Go right ahead.
Can I read? I will read.
Read the final statement, kid.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Word for word, folks, just as the doctors wrote it. the DTaP vaccine has arguably the most evidence of adverse nonspecific effects. Girls who took the DTaP vaccine had a 50% higher risk of dying than boys who got the vaccine. Compared to girls who were DTaP unvaccinated, vaccinated girls' risk of dying was 2.5 times higher.
250% higher risk of dying, the girls.
From the
girls,
vaccine.
Not old people,
no,
the girls.
That's right. God knows what the numbers are for the older
good
people.
Good grief.
Okay. Dr. Ben's, going back to the article, Dr. Ben's studies have generally shown that girls are at a greater risk of developing adverse, nonspecific effects after being administered non-live vaccines. Oh, Lord.
And that's the end of that one?
But
you,
that's the
you know what
cartel.
It reminded me of when our beautiful daughter, Rachel, was just a small child, and she got, they were insisting that all children get the DPT, diphtheria pertussis tetanus mm-hmm. vaccine. She got it and got deathly ill, mm-hmm. violent fever, raging rash all over her face and body, and she could barely breathe. It was horrible, horrible. I fought against vaccines ever since that. And a doctor, leading doctor, said, Mona, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. These are lethal, and we'll mm-hmm. do whatever we can, but you're right, stand up against them. And he told that to me. And she, I've forgotten, but she was so ill, we almost lost our daughter when she was a child
for
the diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus. And the rash that she had kind of persisted much of her life.
Yeah.
Because of this diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus. All over, the flaming red rash all over her body. I remember that now.
Thank
that
God.
They force in those, and they're still forcing in doing these vaccines.
What you might want to do is, folks, is I can't prescribe for you. I'm not a doctor. I don't play doctor. But I think of this 100 times a day, of the interview I saw on television at the beginning of the whole COVID debacle in 3-4 years ago. It'll be 4 years ago in March that I saw this TV show. And this non-holistic, regular drug-pushing doctor was being interviewed on television. And the interviewer was quite high anxiety about the COVID virus hitting the United States because it had already killed millions of people in the Orient. And he says, well, doctor, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And the doctor, who was not a holistic physician, he was a regular drug doctor, he said, look, you were given, when you were born, you were given an innate immune function. Fortify what you have. Well, how would I do that? Said they. How would I do that? And the doctor said, well, you take several nutrients which fortify your body's ability to defend itself, to ward off any infection. And those are quercetin, which works for the lungs, and the announcer says, what? And he says, quercetin. It is a natural substance which reduces inflammation and congestion and viral activity throughout your body, but especially your lungs and your sinuses. And you take that along with vitamin C, and you take that along with zinc, and you take that along with vitamin D3, and you have...
And NAC, that was his...
Then NAC
was his top player, because he said, he even explained that this wonderful nutrient, which has many benefits, eliminates abnormal excessive mucus congestion in the lungs, which is one of the definitions. But he says what's really important, the viruses cause the death of the alveoli. That's the cells within the lungs that breathe, that are responsible for enabling you to get oxygen and to breathe. When they die, you're dead. Okay? And he said but what NAC does is prevents the death of the alveoli. The lung, these tissues, cells within the lungs that are responsible for getting oxygen out of the air, for breathing. Mm-hmm. And those were his big players. He continued to come on TV with main interviewers and say, you've got to be taking these things, get your innate immunity back up there.
And what did the drug company say? Bah humbug.
That's right.
Take our drugs. Well, as you may remember, as you may recall, as you may just found out, the drugs do not kill the virus. the drugs allow you to have a relatively symptom-free viral infection, but they do not stop the virus. And then you get to take a booster shot every 3 or 4 months, do that 3 or 4 times a year, and you're continually hooked. But your immune system is not improved. The drugs try to replace your natural body's ability, your body's natural ability to create an immune defense against all viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus and mold and any other pathogen wants to overcome you. The nutrients build an immune system. And that's what Dr. Siegel,
yes,
a regular drug doctor, said on television.
Right, and okay, continuously and repetitively.
But that just reinforces
what
all holistic physicians have been saying for God knows years and years and years.
And this is so important, too. I can't, this is just incredible how they don't tell this. And thank God for a top medical doctor, Dr. Mercola, MD. And he says, I'm reporting. Fact checked. He always says that. These are medical trials, and he goes fact checked, and he reports. Okay, Dr. Joseph Mercola. Data presented, and this is not long ago, at the experimental biology meeting showed that super pure fish oil omega-3 fatty acids cut tumor growth, cancer, by 67%.
Oh, God.
And he says,
that's wonderful.
He says, omega-6 fats, I'll let you get into it in a minute, accelerate the tumor growth, but the super pure fish oil omega-3 fatty acids cut tumor growth by 67%. Past research, he says, has demonstrated that these intake of omega-6 fats, commonly found in vegetable oils and processed foods, promote the growth of cancer cells. But he says here, research shows adequate levels of super pure omega-3 fish oils have a positive impact on viral infections. In other words, dropping the virus. And a combination of vitamin D3 and super pure omega-3s help prevent autoimmune disease. Now here, he's telling you what the study was. You got to hear this. Research from Harvard Medical School's, all capitalized, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, that's huge, demonstrated that these omega-3 fats in purest fish oils reduced tumor growth by 67%.
Guys, that's 67%.
He's talking about cancerous cells, 67%. And here, he says here that, and doctor, he's got all the clinical trials lined up. The research was presented at the annual experimental biology meeting in Philadelphia. It showed that omega-3 fatty acids from purest fish oils promote the cancer-fighting activities of immunotherapy and anti-inflammatories. Immunotherapy is biological treatment that prompts the immune system to attack cancer cells, okay? Giving the nutrients to help the body fight off those things.
Let me ask you a question. Cancer is one of the biggest killers in the
country.
That's
exactly right.
Okay. And how effective is the drug cartel in conquering cancer? How effective is it in conquering cancer? Well, when 500,000 people a year die of cancer, and they're all under a doctor's supervision, how effective is that? How effective would it be to, instead of reducing symptoms of a disease, to help the body restore new healthy tissue? Wonder why that happens. Well, folks, the body is not designed to live on chemicals and drugs. It's designed, as Hippocrates said many thousands of years ago, let food be your medicine. Well, food didn't have a lot of nutrient value at that time. But in the last 70 years, 80 years, the food value has diminished. The nutrient content of food, as is produced in the good old U.S. of A., is 80% or 90% less nutritious bite for bite of any food you put in your mouth, according to holistic science, okay?
Yes.
According to the FDA, it's fine, it's good, go ahead, eat that crap. That's all right, it's all right. It's all double talk, it's all to satisfy who? The chemical industry.
Right.
Which is the victim of the the main source of all the pollution that's going on in this country.
Right. And then he goes on and says, the combination of vitamin D3 and the super pure fish oils prevent autoimmune disease. Now, you know, mm-hmm. where the body attacks its own tissue. Vitamin D, and here get all the clinical trials listed. Vitamin D3 and super pure omega-3 fish oils have several things in common. They play important roles in cardiovascular health, and most who are deficient in one area are deficient in the other. This sparked the medical study called VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, ongoing study, in which medical researchers are studying the effect of these dietary supplements on the risk of cardiovascular disease and cancer in 25,871 men and women. Wow, right? This deficiency of these two has a negative effect on the immune system. Big study published in the British Medical Journal.
Pretty
That's
good.
The top medical journal right. in Britain, okay, that supplementing with D3 and super pure omega-3s lower your risk of developing an autoimmune disease such as psoriasis, thyroid diseases, and rheumatoid arthritis. The researchers from Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School used data from the VITAL study. Participants who took both these super pure omega-3s and the D3 decreased their risk of any autoimmune disease
decreased
by 39%.
Mm-hmm.
All any autoimmune, even right. lupus is there too. Marine omega-3 fish oils and D3, taking it in the top potencies and the top purity, just as he says. And okay, and then but he does make the point that just like he says. And the name, okay, the name of the infection on everyone's lips, says Dr. Mercola, for the last year has been COVID-19. Yet colds, flu, and gastrointestinal viral infections have not disappeared. Research also proves, says the doctor, that optimal levels of omega-3 fatty acids from super pure fish oils have a protective effect on all these viral illnesses, and vitamin D3 does too. Okay, and he says... All, he says other medical studies with all kinds of lists, okay, showing individuals with high levels of these omega-3s had much better outcomes from COVID-19 or any virus, including influenza, bacterial infections. Good grief. And I want you to comment on this in a second. These clinical trials have demonstrated that the omega-3 fatty acids play a huge role in the risk of cardiovascular disease by lowering it. Those with risk factors associated with coronary heart disease benefit from the omega-3 fish oils. Supplementation reduces heart and all-cause death from any reasons. And in one study, 84,688 nurses were followed over 16 years. Those that had the highest intake of this omega-3 fatty acids had the lowest intake of cardiovascular disease. Isn't that amazing?
Well, the reason that so many holistic physicians have witnessed, the reason that the omega-3s, super pure omega-3 fatty acids are so important is because it reduces inflammation in every cell in your body. It reduces the plaque buildup in your arteries, in your eyes, in your brains, in your heart. It reduces all the negative influence of the sugars and all the chemicals and all the drugs that are used. It is remarkable in restoring. It was Dr. Whitaker who said years ago, a holistic physician, years ago, he said, if you get 3 grams a day of omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil, super pure omega-3 fish oils, you reduce you provide a perfect environment for your brains, your eyes, which, you know, the eyes are right next to the brain.
Right. And right, he said right he calls there. It a lube job
a
for the platelets.
Lube
job for the platelets. I never forget that.
And that prevents irregular inflammation. That creates irregular cell activity. That enhances normal cell activity and the creation of new energy-producing capabilities of every cell in your body.
Right.
So when you can consider, you can reduce the inflammation destruction at the same time improving the function of your brain, your eyes, your heart, your vascular system, entire vascular system, because it reduces the inflammation of every microscopic little artery, arteriole, and capillary that's in your anatomy, okay?
Right.
it's that effective in helping to restore new, vibrant activity and energy production.
And right. And the Harvard doctors, after huge research of a zillion studies, said that it reduced the number one cause of heart attack and death, number one cause in the United States, it still is, by 88% to 92%. The super pure fish oils and all forms, even stroke and everything else like that, by 88% to 92%. He said, if they said, we can't say anything more important, they said, the Harvard doctor said, after all this research and all this analysis, if all everyone in this country took the super pure omega-3 fish oils each day, we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year. Did you hear that?
And if you want to go even further, folks, don't eat safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, all the different vegetable oils.
That's what I was just going to give you an intro on what they had to say on this thing. Just a sentence, and then you go right into saying that. Because over and over in this article about the tumor growth, research has demonstrated that this intake of omega-6 fats, as Dr. McCullough reporting this, commonly found in vegetable oils and all processed foods, promote the growth of cancer cells, and they go on and on about those terrible toxic omega-6 fats. That's what I want you to talk about.
Because the omega-6 fats, oils from those different pure vegetable sources, they make a big play on how great vegetarian oils are so healthy for you. But they create a substance called omega-6. The omega-6 is inflammatory. What does inflammatory mean? It creates a lot of heat and fire and destruction of any cell in your body. What does the omega-3 do? The omega-3 reduces inflammation and heat and extraordinary cellular death. It's phenomenal what goes on, but try to find a restaurant which serves butter or coconut oil or olive oil or avocado oil as a main lubricant in their cooking facilities. You won't find one unless you go to Alive and Well. But they just don't happen because the vegetable oils are cheaper, much cheaper, and they can play with it to their heart's content and still provide a pure vegetable oil.
It's what they call pure.
That's maybe, right.
What they call. And you know, what's really, Dr. McCullough says, when he's talking about heart disease, the same thing he's reporting here, again, with all the clinical trials. And he says right here, his analysis, just all the reporting of the QOQ, a number of studies show the use of cardio CoQ10 for heart health. Much of CardioQ10's cardioprotective effects involve its antioxidant effects and its ability to produce adenosine triphosphate, ATP, cellular energy. People who took CardioQ10 were far less likely to experience non-fatal or fatal heart attacks compared to those who did not. Clinical studies all cited. Low levels of CardioQ10 are associated with an increased risk of heart failure, with a severity of heart failure correlated with the severity of CoQ10 in the cardio form deficiency. Supplementing with CardioQ10, says the doctor, can significantly reduce CRP, tumor necrosis factor, and IL-6, measures of widespread inflammation. By the age of 65, your body typically produces only about half the amount it did at 25. So supplementation with CardioQ10, its reduced form, he makes that is extremely important, the cardio form.
And this particular, the CardioQ10, we have it Alive and Well, is a particularly patented form by a physician in Japan. It is most unique in helping to provide the right balance of anti-inflammatory cell regeneration, renewal, and creation, and of creating new mitochondria. Mitochondria, as I've mentioned several times, is in every invisible cell in your body. There is a nucleus, and there are organelles called mitochondria. Those invisible microscopic mitochondria create energy for just that one invisible cell. But, for instance, in the heart, you have 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. But you put all those invisible cells together into like 8.5 to 9 billion microscopic cells together, and you have a muscle in your middle of your chest, no bigger than your fist or even smaller, that weighs maybe 9 ounces. And that heart, with all the energy produced by the 5,000 per cell of mitochondria, that heart pumps 100,000 times a day. Measure your pulse, multiply it by 60, multiply it by 24. That's going to give you the number of heartbeats per day. If you're climbing a flight of stairs, you're going to have a faster heartbeat. If you're walking to the car, you're going to have a faster heartbeat. If you're laying in bed, it'll be a slower heartbeat. But they always average out to around 100,000 beats per day. And in those 100,000 beats a day, every one of them is contributing to pumping 2,000 gallons of blood throughout your entire anatomy every single day. Now, that's just to put that in perspective. Imagine an 18-wheeler, 20-wheeler tractor-trailer semi-truck traveling from New York to San Francisco. That truck does not burn 2,000 gallons of fuel. Huh? But that little piece of meat in the middle of your chest is pumping 2,000 gallons of blood every day to your brain, to your heart, to your little toe. But the brain cells have 10,000 mitochondria per every cell.
And he's,
think of that for a second. 10,000 mitochondria, invisible as they are, make the brain function, and the brain actually uses 20 to 25% of all energy produced in your body. The CardioQ10 helps create the new mitochondria. The CardioQ10 puts out the inflammation fire inferno that wants to overtake your brains and your eyes and your heart.
Okay, and just as he says, CardioQ10 is the key player in heart health. In fact, 75% of ischemic heart disease patients have low levels of this. And now, he, just like you said, could you read this and then pass it on to me? Heart health is CardioQ10's claim to fame.
Alrighty.
See what I'm saying? Go right ahead. Heart health claim to fame, middle page, right at the top. Okay,
alrighty.
I'm going to just show him
just
again.
Point.
Yeah, I'm pointing right there. Go right ahead, babe.
Okay, that said, said the physicians, this is word for word from the doctor, okay? Heart health is CardioQ10's claim to fame. Many conditions, including heart disease, appear to be rooted in mitochondrial dysfunction. I talked about that just a second ago. Cardiac muscles have about 5,000 mitochondria for every invisible cell, where CardioQ10 concentrates. For further comparison, say the doctors, mitochondria make up about 35% of the volume of cardiac tissue, and only 3% to 8% of the volume of skeletal muscle tissue. Brown University researchers conducted a study to determine which micronutrients are best for your heart. They unveiled an evidence-based map that quantifies the impact of micronutrients on cardiovascular outcomes. Out of the 27 micronutrients that they tested, three of them, the super pure omega-3 fats, the folic acid, and the CardioQ10, came out on top. CardioQ10 decreased all-cause mortality events.
That's death.
Let me just repeat
from
that
all
one
causes.
More time.
Yes.
This is a biggie.
Yes.
CardioQ10 decreased all-cause mortality, all death-caused events, according to the Journal of the American College of Cardiology study.
Yeah, and that's the doctor's medical journal. Go ahead.
Much of CardioQ10's cardioprotective effects involve its antioxidant effects and ability to produce adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy for every cell in your body, but especially in that heart and the brain. A number of studies support the use of CardioQ10 for heart health, including the following conditions. A heart attack, oh boy. Taking CardioQ10 daily within 3 days of a heart attack reduces the risk of any subsequent heart attack and any subsequent chest pain, while lowering the likelihood of, turning the page, lowering the likelihood of dying from the heart disease. people who took Cardio Q10 were also less likely to experience a non-fatal or fatal heart attack over 12 months compared to those who did not take Cardio
Q10. Can you hear this? Is this what is more important than what you just heard?
And how often do cardiologists prescribe Cardio Q10?
Yeah.
Okay. The doctor said, and clinicians should consider adding Cardio Q10 to the treatment regimen of high-risk patients of myocardial infarction, the researchers wrote in Curious, a medical journal. Using Cardio Q10 as a supplement improves the quality of life of such patients. Oh. Going on with heart failure, they went on to say, the same study, supplementing with Cardio Q10 improves heart failure, in which the heart cannot pump enough blood for your body. Low levels of Cardio Q10 are associated with an increased risk of heart failure, with the severity of heart failure correlated with the severity of the Cardio Q10 deficiency. Oh, my God.
We never go a day without it, you or I. I would never think of it. I can do all kinds of things I couldn't do before I took it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back to, again, right, to those mitochondria, what
That's
it does
right.
for the mitochondria.
Okay.
Let me just try to wrap this up. Emerging data, the doctors say, shows that harmful effects of reactive oxygen species are increased in people with heart failure. And Cardio Q10 helps to reduce these toxic effects because its antioxidant activity, reducing inflammation, says, according to a study published in the Cochrane Database of Systemic Reviews. Further, the Curious study scientists also highlighted Cardio Q10's potential for improving heart failure. And let me just give you this quote. Oh, it goes on with atrial fibrillation. It goes on
so
for
many
a while.
Conditions.
We don't have time
Helps
for all
in
of this
everything.
Today.
That's right.
But here's a little bon mot. Doctors say coenzyme Q10 reduces admission in heart failure and reduces the episodes of pulmonary edema in heart failure. Cardio Q10 improves the minute walk time in patients with heart failure. Supplement of coenzyme Cardio Q10 reduces the risk of all-cause death, worsening of heart failure, and cardiovascular death. All-cause. Reduces all-cause.
All-cause. And
that's
it's absolutely it's a miracle. It's a miracle
well.
Worker. Absolutely a miracle worker. And you know, and just put those miracle workers together: the super pure omega 3, the Cardio Q10, the vitamin D3. Just remember all. And you know, it's amazing because people always want to take blood pressure drugs that weaken them and give them all kinds of things. And it also he lists that blood pressure. Cardio Q10 acts directly on the endothelium, giving stabilizing blood pressure. Systematic review of meta-analysis of 17 clinical trials that the Cardio Q10 supplementation significantly helped in all of those ways to lower inflammation, prevent stroke, and stabilize blood pressure, all those wonderful things, all the many roles of this fabulous star player, and oh my gosh, on and on and on and on of all the wonderful things. Okay.
And in feeding the mitochondria, it creates new healthy heart cell tissue, as it does in the brain as well, which has 10,000 mitochondria per cell, creating new brain tissue.
That's okay. Right. And all of those things, remember, you're listening, and we're glad that you've been listening to the Fanatic Organics. That's what we call us, but I think you'd call us that too, the Fanatic Organics at Alive and Well, because we are there for you. Remember, you've got to come and eat that fabulous organic food at the Broth Cafe. Call our 877-4950, and you can have everything ready for if you like. We're having parties. You don't have to eat junk. You don't have to eat garbage. Substitution with the healthy and the wonderful, okay? It's there, and call the 877-4950 if you want to sit down and talk with Dennis or me, sharing the information, not doctors, but sharing great information in a comfortable area. But again, make an appointment. There's zero charge, but make an appointment with Dennis or Mona, so because then we are there for you and we're not talking to somebody else. All of that there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.